Ladies and gentlemen, we present the TV Lark with our three stars, John Pertwee, Leslie Phillips, and Stephen Murray.
There's an old saying that your past always catches up with you. Well, being a shy, modest, good, clean-living young lad, I haven't got a past, so I wouldn't know. Sorry, son. Oh, rotter. However, the mob-running Trugbridge television service have the sort of past that not only catches up with them, this week it overtakes them. A visitor to the deputy controller, Henry Purvey, alias Old Thunderguts, is the first person to start rocking the boat by demanding to see the production team.
Good Vera morning. Old Guts, he wants to thunder us.
He wants to what?
I mean, Old Thunders, he wants to gut us.
Mr. Phillips!
What? Hmm? I mean, sir?
Steady, lad. In spite of what your nanny said, there's no such thing as the bogeyman.
Don't you believe it?
Vera, I gather Mr. Purvey has a visitor with him who wishes to see us. Do you happen to know who it is?
No idea. But he's a funny old trout.
Well, that settles it. We're doomed. Pack your bags, chaps. We're going to be sacked. We are, you know. We're all going to be sacked.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That could be it.
Yeah. Vera, please. Come in. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, bogeyman. I demand a reference. Where's my golden handshake? I mean, after all, I've been with the company a month, so if I don't qualify for an eight-day clock complete with a set of ding-dong ding-dongs and a little brass plate on the front, I don't know what the country's coming to. In Father's Day, a firm...
Mr. Murray, shut old father time up, will you? Mr. Phillips.
Oh, don't worry, the defense rests. It's got to. I've exhausted myself.
I'm delighted to hear it. Now, I hardly think I need introduce you to our guest.
God lost! I was wondering when you get round to me.
Good gracious.
Lummy. The Admiral.
The Admiral has come here.
Oh, do shut up, Povey, and let a chap get a word in.
Rather, by all means, if you insist, sir.
What's that? Rather see me sister. Are you bonkers? She's got a face like Khrushchev and a figure like a Nissen hut.
Oh, nasty.
Creeping, Ivy. When was the last time this man had his hair cut?
I haven't had time to get it done, sir.
Not since 1951. Oh, I can well believe it. Sort these men out, for pity's sake, Povey. They're a disgrace to the service.
They're not in the service now, sir. They've left the Royal Navy.
Oh, good. I was wondering how long plus falls had been the rig of the day. Well, that's all settled, then. See you all at Portsmouth in the morning.
Portsmouth?
That's it. You turn right on the way to Bognor.
Yes. If I could just explain to them. At 6 o'clock tomorrow evening, the liner Empress of Patarniland docks at Southampton. Mm-hmm. And aboard her will be the retiring governor of Zetu Weejiland, Field Marshal Sir Mortimer Bullingham Tench, OBE. And long service medal.
I say, he's lived, hasn't he?
Well, to me, the whole project seems desperately fraught. But the Admiral has very kindly suggested that as my old ship, the destroyer Makepeace, will be meeting the Field Marshal and his wife at sea off the Isle of Wight and bringing them to Portsmouth from the liner, TTV ought to be the television company to cover the event.
But you mean we're to do an outside broadcast of the Field Marshal's arrival?
I do. The man's a national hero after that epic battle at Government House last month.
Oh, do stop chuntering away there, Povey, or we'll be late.
Late, sir? What for?
What for? Well, it was your idea, not mine. You were the one who wanted to meet my sister. Heaven help you. Fascinating old biddy she is. Never got over the fact she couldn't marry the Kaiser, you know.
Yes. All right, gentlemen, this is going to take some time. I think you'd better carry on and let Pertwee and the rest of the team know they've got to go to Portsmouth in the morning. Now, is everything quite clear?
No. Not quite, sir. There's one thing I don't understand.
No? What's that?
Why couldn't the Admiral's sister marry the Kaiser?
Mr. Murray.
Lead him to me, sir. Forward march, Noddy.
Look, Johnson. Look, Johnson, you're just not trying. Look, it's quite simple. Look. All you got to do is the tax inspector comes round... He swear blind you're a dependent relative of Pertwee's and Pertwee's in the clear.
Ah, I wondered all along how you got a tax code number so much higher than mine in Taffy's.
Yeah, well, I've listed him as a dependent relative and all.
Anybody else?
Oh, just Mr. Murray, Mr. Phillips, and old Thundergut.
Oh, blimey. When charged and asked if he had anything to say in his defence, Mr. Pertwee said, "No, Tar, my lord, this time I'll go on bingo."
No, I haven't.
You have, you know, and you mark your own cards and all. You can't muck about with the Inland Revenue like that.
Well, how can you muck about with them then?
But you should see an accountant.
Accountant?
Yeah.
You mean an accountantificator?
Oh, very likely, but I couldn't say that, you see.
Yeah, well, they're no good anyway. I tried one the first week. Not guilty!
That is not the verdict of us all, my lord.
Oh, shut up, Yakbox.
Ah, good morning, Pertwee. Oh, you've got Johnson with you as well. Well, that's good. I just left old Thundergut's office, and he wants us all to go to Portsmouth tomorrow.
Portsmouth? Mm. Did you say Portsmouth?
Yes, that's right. You remember. Pretty little dockyard just beyond West Wittering.
Yes, of course I remember it, sir. I remember it and speaking for myself. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to see you all and Matt Lewis again. And the dockyard police. And it's... it's my leg.
Ooh, what's the matter? What's the matter?
It's my leg, sir. It's my leg. They've struck again, sir. The all-powerful and dreaded twinging screws. Oh, what a sad day, sir. To think that one so young should be trapped in a vice-like grip just as he was about to be reunited with his comrades in arms. Oh, the unfairness of life's little whims.
Pertwee.
Sir.
What did you nick just before we left Portsmouth that you're sure somebody's missed by now?
Well, there were two kit bags, but I mean, it's a lie.
It's not, you know. I was the mug who had to carry the mate through the gates while you chatted the copper into looking the other way.
Belter!
Just a few personal souvenirs of a life gone by, he said they were. 14 blankets, 6 hammocks, 25 pockets.
Watson, I'm warning you.
I could come back later if it's more convenient.
Right? Oh, hello, Mr. Phillips. Sorry, I'd forgotten you were still here.
Oh, don't mind me. It's all been most instructive. I mean, now, when the Rosals come to march you off as soon as we get to Portsmouth, I shall know why.
Exactly. Me leg, bring on the stretcher bearers. Steady as you go, lad. This is the one for handsome Dr. Kildare himself.
He's not, you know. This is the one for Portsmouth, whether he likes it or not.
Yeah, spoken like a dependent relative, sir.
You know what you do, Johnson, don't you?
No.
You snape.
Eh?
You stand on the side lanes and you snape. You smirk and you snape. You're a smirky snape, by that's what you are.
Yeah, what are we going to Portsmouth for, sir, apart from getting Mr. Pertwee arrested, that is?
Well, isn't that enough? No, actually, we're taking the mobile cameras down to cover the arrival of the ex-governor of Zatoiji Land.
Oh, ah. Wasn't he the one who, just before Zatoiji Land got independence, held government out single-handed for 3 days against continuous attack?
Yes, that's the chap. And when he finally gave in, he found he'd been holding out against his own troops who'd been trying to rescue him.
Yes. Mr. Phillips, sir, you've never thought of being a governor, have you?
Me? No, why?
Well, it just suddenly sounded like just a job for you.
Well, I suppose I... Mickey is taking the Pertwee out of Leslie again, aren't he? I mean...
Yes, sir, I was.
Yes, what time do we leave for Portsmouth, then, sir?
First thing tomorrow morning. And all the other press and TV boys will be there, of course. But fortunately, the destroyer that's going to pick up the Field Marshal at Sea is Makepeace. So we might be able to wangle some exclusive shots.
Makepeace? What, Thundergut's his old tub?
Yes, that's right. If we could actually take the cameras aboard and sail out in her to meet the liner, we'd have a shovel.
A shovel?
Yes.
I think the word you're after, sir, is scoop.
No.
No,
it's a shovel. That's slightly bigger than a scoop, you see.
Good morning.
Morning, officer. We're from Troutbridge Television.
Well, what about it?
Well, we have to report to HMS Makepeace to do an outside broadcast.
Not without passes, you know.
No, we have passes. Here you are.
Right, let's see. Producer, Stephen Murray.
That's me.
Director, Mr. Leslie Philippe. We're not letting French bods in just at the moment.
No. I'm not a froggy, you know. I mean, Phillips is the name, and I'm a British bod. Listen, here's a health unto His Majesty.
British bod you may be, but you'll never get into the top 10. Now, who else? Mr. Johnson, cameraman?
Yes.
Mr. Goldstein, second cameraman?
Yes.
Floor manager, Mr. John Pert?
Call out the dog! He's here! Lock everything up! Watch your pockets and pocket your watches, lads! Bradley's on the prowl!
How nice to be remembered by one friend.
What did you have to bring him for? Things had just quietened down a treat.
Well, it wasn't my idea. I didn't want to come.
Nevertheless, you have. So may we now drive on to where Makepeace's birth?
Well, it's against my better judgment, but I can't rightly see it how I can stop you. She's at number 7. Straight on. Round to your left.
Well, there she is, gentlemen. All 2,000 tons of her.
Yes. Quite nostalgical, isn't it? Getting a new chap full of birds, eh?
Yes, very.
Goldstein, bring your film camera with you and let's see if we can get aboard her.
Well, I don't mind doing that, just so long as it's fully understood that I'm a civilian now and am therefore just as entitled to a tot of gin in the wardroom as the next man. I'm not going to be the mug who does all the filming while certain other people spend their day on the other end of a lot of cheers, bottoms up, down the hatch, mud in your eye and bungles. See?
Yeah, quite. But I doubt if the invitation will arise. Naval hospitality will have to get past a certain civilian who's glaring at us from the deck up there.
Stun me, Thunderguts.
Well, come on, then. Are you going to sit in that blasted van all day?
Now he's here, if we're smart.
Yes.
Yeah, agreed. But the choice is not ours. Get going, gentlemen. The old man of the sea awaits.
Mr. Phillips, what is it, Pertwee?
Look, just to remind you that we don't want none of your little novelties as we go up the gangplank, sir. So, look, do us all a favour, hang on with both handies, and for Drake's sake, don't look down.
thanks very much, Pertwee. I wish you hadn't reminded me, actually. Perhaps I'd better go first, and if he does fall in, I can film it. A nice exclusive, that would, if anyone was potty enough to want it.
Don't you get a move on. The other pest people will turn up at any minute now. TTV must have the best vantage point.
You're absolutely right, sir. You're absolutely right.
Come with me onto the bridge. The commanding officer is up there.
Oh, your successor. What's he like?
You'll find out soon enough. Come along. Up these steps. Well, here we are. In you go, gentlemen. I hardly think it necessary, but allow me to introduce you to the new commanding officer of Macy's.
Oh, heavens, Lieutenant Commander Staunton. I beg your pardon, Commander Staunton.
Staunton? So he's taking over, is he? No, just a minute. Think again, Head. That can't be right, Osop. I'm Staunton.
You are also the commander of Makepeace, sir.
They've changed their minds again, have they? My word, they're a funny lot up at Admiralty, you know. Yes. Hang on a tick. Who are these idiots here?
You remember us, sir. You used to be our commanding officer in Troutbridge.
Did I really? Yes. Great joke, you're right, you know. Yes, you're Staunton, my dear chap. How nice of you to call.
Gentlemen, I think it might be quicker if I explain what's happened.
Commander Staunton has just received a signal to the effect that the liner carrying the field marshal is due to dock early because of the tide.
Yes, you could be right there, sir. As the next navigating officer, I would say that... with the full moon at this time of day, and lighting up time being what it is, and all that.
You wouldn't have the faintest idea.
Yeah, you're so right, sir.
Now, listen, Cap. At the moment, TTV is the only film unit here. So if the destroyer puts to sea to meet the liner immediately, we shall have an exclusive coverage.
Benny, what are we waiting for?
Unfortunately, the rest of the crew.
What?
Makepeace has only just been recommissioned. The ratings are all aboard, but the officers weren't due back until this morning. It's just a question of whether they get back before the rest of the press boys arrive.
Well, we'll just have to wait then.
Nine.
TTV could do with an exclusive story like this.
It could indeed.
Still, there's nothing we can do but hope that these officers turn up.
No, nothing at all.
Ha ha ha!
I suppose we couldn't...
No.
No, it's out of the question.
It's a great pity.
Yes.
Great pity.
Yes, it's a great...
pity?
Not a very word.
Exclusive story, too. Absolutely. Still, there it is.
Yeah.
Pity. A great...
pity?
No, shame.
Still, there it is.
We're civilians now.
Yep. Even if we are still on demob leave.
What was that?
I said even if we are still on demob leave.
Yes, so we are. Still, I don't suppose it makes any difference.
No, I suppose not, really.
Shall I start the engines or you, sir?
Well, whatever you do it, Tim Mobley will do. Now, this is an emergency, both for TTV and the Royal Navy. Now, I'll get this ship underway if Commander Sanson will agree.
So what was that? Oh, yes. Yes, help yourself, old gumboot. The whole contraption is a complete mystery to me anyway.
You mean where the sail may be?
Fool that I am, I do. Now, pity's sake, get a move on.
Now then, I say, this is just like old times, isn't it, eh?
That's what we're afraid of. Concentrate on your driving.
What? Oh, yes, sir. Steady at that.
Steady at that it is, sir!
Is it really? Oh, well done. Amazing, you know, it's amazing. Once a chap has learnt navigation, he never forgets it. Just like riding a bike.
Mr. Phillips.
Sir?
To the best of my knowledge, you can't ride a bike either.
Well, I got us out of the dockyard, didn't I?
Yes, you did, sir. But only because every other ship ran for cover.
Oh, well, if that's the attitude, ease the front end over your way a bit, will you?
Ease the front end over my way a bit, it is, sir.
Can't be much longer.
What can't it?
Before he said it.
Says what then?
Oh, come now.
Hey? Oh, yes. Any minute now, sir. Left hand down a bit.
At last. Left hand down a bit, it is, sir.
The master is home. Bridge?
Starboard lookout and ace cameraman Goldstein here. And that's only natural because it's the same me.
Which
brings up a rather delicate little matter. Willing horse I may be. Doing two jobs at the same time, I may be. But being paid for both, I may not be. And if I'm not, which one would you like to replace with somebody else before I go on strike? Leastways, before half of me does.
I don't think I quite followed.
It matters, because whichever half of me you decide to keep is the half that's going to go on strike in sympathy with the other half that you've replaced with a blackhead.
Goldstein.
Liner Empress of Potaniland. Straight ahead, sir. And from here on, I'll be filming, so you'll have to fend for yourself.
No, Goldstein.
Smile, please.
Hello.
You know, sir, I can't help feeling sorry for the Emperor of Potaniland.
Why?
Well, if that liner is anything like the Empress, she was a fat old tub.
Yeah, I do see what you mean. Get us alongside, Mr. Phillips, so we can collect the field marshal.
I certainly, sir. Right hand up a bit.
Right hand up a bit, it is.
Steady at that.
Steady at that.
No. Left hand down a bit.
Left hand down a bit, it is.
Back a bit. Over your way.
I'm all right.
To me.
To where?
Easy. Mind the bonnet.
What?
First on. Shut your eyes.
No,
bug it in reverse.
What are you talking about?
It's too close.
Too close.
Breathe in.
What are you...
Up to the top and back again.
Up to the top.
Mind the... Blummy. I made it.
Well, very nearly.
Quite. Having rung the front doorbell, let's see if the field marshal's in, shall we? Goldstein.
Present, but I very nearly wasn't.
Yeah, all right. Now, make sure you get some good shots of the field marshal and his party being transferred to Makepeace from the liner, won't you? Don't forget, they'll be exclusive to TTV. We're first in the field.
We were very nearly first in the water as well. Leave it to me.
Hello? Admiralty here. Rear Admiral Chatsworthy, Naval Intelligence, speaking. How would I like to come up where with what papers? Do me a favor. Not at all. Goodbye.
Sorry to interrupt you, sir, but there's a terribly urgent signal from Portsmouth.
Really?
Message reads, regret to report destroyer Makepeace hijacked by unknown group of civilians. Put to sea at 0900 hours and information now received that Field Marshal Sir Mortimer Bullingham Trench and his wife kidnapped from liner Empress of Botanyland and now sailing for unknown destination.
Yes, well, that all seems pretty straightforward. I...
Flagship of Delphin! You're right! This is a corker! They must be stopped! Quick, send the signal! Top priority to all ships, home fleet.
Aye, aye, sir.
Destroyer Makepeace been nicked by suspected communists. Stop and return to Portsmouth at all costs. Challenge, and if necessary, sink on sight.
Steady at that. And just a touch of the old left hand down a bit.
Just a few sights, sir. And where are we?
Afloat.
He's got you there.
This way, madam. Field Marshal, this is the bridge.
Is it? And what the blistering blue blazes are these civilians doing on it, eh?
Oh, well, yes, that's rather a long story, sir. They're all ex-naval men, sir.
My word! The Whitehall will react. They certainly will, don't they? It was just the same when they clobbered my dear husband out of the service, of course.
Quite.
We were tanks, you know. We always had one of our own in the garage at all the shops. Buttercup the second, we called her.
Quiet. Now, we are, of course, from Troutbridge Television Service. And I was hoping that you might agree to you and your wife giving us an exclusive interview. We could film it down in the wardroom.
Oh, certainly.
He's very good at chatting about tanks.
Yes.
In fact, I've often thought I'd like to paint one and hang it in hubby's study. I mean, it might be just the teeniest inspiration while he's writing his memoirs, don't you think? He's calling it Tanks for the Memory.
Quite.
Maggie, I can't paint.
Lummy, who threw that?
You know, I could have sworn that was the...
Camerad! Sir, please, it's a civilian! Good grief, look, we're surrounded. It looks like the entire home fleet.
I say, how jolly nice of them. Fancy them taking the trouble to turn out just to welcome us back.
Welcome on the mat. They're throwing the mat at us.
It's an outrage. If only we had Buttercup the second with us, we could have fired back.
Ahoy there, Makepeace. Surrender immediately and make for Portsmouth. We have orders to sink you if you refuse.
A bridge?
I heard that. I filmed everything so far, but from here on in, you're on your own.
Give me the loud hailer.
Your pleasure.
This is Makepeace. Cease fire. We're English. Oh, Britannia, Britannia, Britannia.
I like, a man of action. Yes, he's a lousy singer, but a man of action.
What's happened? Why are they firing on
us? Well, isn't it obvious? It's that fool Commander Staunton. He hasn't notified Admiralty by signal that we stepped into the breach and took the ship over.
Well, fair, fair. He's probably forgot. I mean, he's been back at the Blunt End fishing ever since we left Portsmouth.
Has he? Well, this time I'd say he's caught more than he bargained for. We head back to the dockyard, Mr. Phillips. Head to the dockyard.
Easy. Coming into the dock now. Steady. Caps off all round. I'm going to try and tie her up.
Then please don't do a Phillip. There are too many witnesses.
Yes, and now the Commander Staunton has sent a signal, albeit a little late,
they know who we are. I bet all the other press chaps and TV chaps will be fighting mad about this, eh?
Well, I'd say that rather depends on what sort of a muck-up we make at docking, sir. If we got the way we always used to, they'll have an exclusive.
Right, steady now. First on boat.
Steady and slow and sound both it is, sir.
Easy. Easy. Stop engine.
Stop engine, sir.
Just a shade too late.
Mr. Phillips!
Well, now, don't fuss, sir. I mean, we're here, aren't we?
Ghost team, stand by to focus on top of the gangway as the field marshal and his wife are received.
Willingly. Only during that last little bit of shunting, my camera went overboard.
What?
Why didn't you hang on to it?
Well, if I had, I'd have gone overboard too, see?
Reception committee coming aboard, sir.
Who's that chap in front? It's probably a reporter from one of the other television networks trying to pull a fast one, sir.
You could be right.
No, Sturridge, hey, just a minute, sir. Who are you?
Never mind who I am, sir. Are you a Mr. J. Pertwee?
Me? Not for all the tea in China. This is Mr. Pertwee.
No, it's not. I was lost at sea.
Mr. Pertwee, I'm from the investigation department of the Inland Revenue.
I?
About these dependent relatives you're claiming for.
Dependent? It's not a word of a lie in my form. Look, I can explain. Look, they're all here.
As the old song says, sir.
If I can help somebody.
A pretty few, one of the best.
Get in the field and you can shut me.
Well, that was John Pertwee, Leslie Phillips, and Stephen Murray doing an unfortunate to The TV Lark, written by Laurie Wyman. John Pertwee was the floor manager, Leslie Phillips was the director, Stephen Murray was the producer, Henry Povey was played by Richard Caldicott, Fatso Johnson was Ronnie Barker, Taffy Goldstein was Tony Levins, controller of programs was Michael Bates, Janet was Janet Brown, and the voice of TTV, Robin Boyle. The recorded production was by Alistair Scott Johnston.